The passage reading for today's message is Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them.'" Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, God of Answers and Blessings, the second session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members. Those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. Children of Sunday School, GCN viewers, and Mamin TV viewing audiences. Today, I'll continue to explain about the original problem. Is there anyone who may think I expected to hear about only happy testimonies and I feel somewhat heavy laden because I have to look back on myself again? But there is no reason for you to feel burdened. It's a chance for you to feel the wide and deep love of God. Especially, many people are already giving their testimonies that they are receiving comprehensive blessings. And why is it that some of you are not receiving any of the blessings? So if that is the case with you, you should listen to the message more carefully. Proverbs 13:24 says, "He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." Yesterday, some members came to see me and I asked them, "How do you raise your children? How did you raise your children when they were very young? When they made a mistake, did you ever give them corporal punishment?" They did, but they were very sorry, so they cried also, and they couldn't hit them so hard. I think, in my opinion, they were just pretending to be hitting them. But the Word of God says, "He who withholds his rod hates his son." They love them in a fleshly way so much because they were so sorry to hit their children with a rod. They love their children so much in fleshly way, but in spiritual sense, it is to hate them. But he who loves him disciplines him diligently. Those who really love their children, they will discipline them diligently. As I explained to you a couple of times before, when I was raising my children, I didn't forgive whatever was against the Word of God. Since they were very young, even before they went to school, if they did anything against the Word of God, I didn't forgive them. Of course, they were living by the Word of God. They were attending church and praying, and they were doing well. And sometimes, one time, if they violated something, I didn't forgive them. So once I gave them some punishment, all three daughters, I put them in a push-up position. And when I do give them punishment, I don't just do it lightly. I know it's hard for them to be in the push-up position. And they have to stay there like that, and they were not strong enough, and they were about to fall. But if they fell, I would hit them, so they had to endure. And after that, I go back and I stay for a while and then come back in. Go outside and come back after a while. And in case of first daughter, Mi Young Lee, she, I can see she was struggling so much. And past Mi Young Lee, the second daughter, she doesn't, she just stays the same way. And I go outside to, for them to have a little more free time. But in case of Pastor Mi Young Lee, she just stays the same. And also, at another time, I hit them on their fingers. When I hit them, it's not light, it's not soft. It just one hit would be so hard, and they would take 10 lashes. But I don't, even though they express that it's so painful, I don't have forgiveness for at that time. And if they bend their fingers, I might break their fingers. They have to straighten the fingers. And so in that way, I gave them 10 lashes on their palm. And but in case of Pastor Mi Young Lee, after 5 or 6 lashes, please forgive me, she would say. I'll never do it again. But it wouldn't work because I promised I would eat them 10 times. And maybe it was only since they were born until now, maybe it was a couple of times. And they knew that I wouldn't forgive if I wanted to. I made up my mind to give them punishment. But once, because I don't remember very clearly, but they did something wrong, and I said, you can just leave the house. And all those three daughters left home because I told them to leave. They knew that there was no forgiveness and they had to leave. So they all left. And maybe after a couple of hours, they came back and they were saying, they went outside and they thought and they talked to themselves, what will we eat now? Where will we sleep now? And they didn't know what to do. So the first daughter, Mi Young Lee, she thought of something. We have some coins that we saved back at home. So we'll go and get it. That's why they came home. And so I asked them, why did you come? So they came to take their coins because it's their saving. Because when I disciplined them, there was no forgiveness. But it's the same with God. When God disciplines us, there's no forgiveness. And according to the magnitude of the sin, God will discipline us accordingly. So because I know this, I've never tried to violate any word of God. Even otherwise, I wouldn't violate the word of God, but still knowing this, I can never afford to violate the word of God. So if you raise your children, if you educate your children properly, then they will be more of a perfect children of God. They will not go astray. Yesterday I met with I met with young adults mission group members, and I asked them a question. How many of you your parents, how many of you had the parents who never had, who don't fight with each other, who have peace? And if you are raised and having peace at home, if you are raised that way, please raise your hands. That's what I asked. And only about 4 or 5 of them raised their hands. So it means their parents didn't have any peace with each other, and they are in such families. And most of families do not have peace, and only, and among the 5, 2 of them are sons, the brothers, and they don't have a father, so the mother will have nobody to fight with at home. And so it was only about 2 or 3 people. And so men's mission members, women's mission members, I hope you will have some realization. Are you setting a good example before your children? And in the sight of the children, their parents are so disappointing. And because they are attending church, because they are being raised in such a family, many of them are going astray. They blame the environment, they blame the parents. Of course, it's not good to blame others. Of course, the blame is to put on themselves. But still, they are children, and the reality is like that. And they want to blame the parents for going astray. So, but the young adults members, please don't do that. It's you. Of course, you are affected by your environment, but after all, the blame is to be put on yourselves. So, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. Here we are told that parents who truly love their children will sometimes reprimand and discipline them. But this kind of discipline, as I said, if the parents are not having peace with each other, they are not setting a good example, and if they discipline them, hit them, because the children are doing something wrong, they cannot agree. The children will only have grumbles. In serious cases, they will hate their parents. They cannot feel the love of their parents. The parents should be setting a good example. They should love each other, have peace with each other, and love their children from the bottom of their heart. And when these parents discipline the children will not rebel. They will, because they will understand their fault, and they will turn away from fault. And because they're hit with a rod, it's so painful, so I will never do something that can give me such a discipline. That's why parents, they discipline their children. They make the children make up their mind not to do the same mistake again. But if the parents are just getting angry at each other, they drink and smoke, and if the children do something and they discipline them, it doesn't work. They wouldn't give up after teaching their child once or twice, even though the child doesn't listen to them. They will teach them until they change. Children may feel that it is discomforting at the moment, but the parents know that to correct the children's mistakes is actually best for them. God the Father loves us, and that is why sometimes He shines His light of the Word on us. If we are going the way of death, He teaches us about sin and judgment. He teaches us time and again until we are born again as true children. If you feel that this message is piercing your heart like a sharp sword, I hope you will be grateful for it. It is the loving discipline of God. I hope you will give thanks to God, thinking that He loves me so much. He does not give up on me. Ephesians 5:13 KJV says, "But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light." All things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, and we have to come out to light after receiving reprimand. But after that, if we have grudges and hatred, and there's no need to reprimand anybody. When God shines on the darkness with His Word, I hope you will realize your mistakes, turn back from them immediately, and come forward to the perfect light. If you have been grieving God, I hope now you will come forth as children of light and give only joy to God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will vigorously run towards New Jerusalem with renewed strength that God the Father is giving to you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the original problems can be generally categorized into two. The first is the wall of sin built up by grave sins. Grave sins. There are sins that are difficult to be forgiven. We ourselves cannot just break down the walls of sins caused by these sins, for the spirit of repentance is not given. Namely, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, standing against the Holy Spirit. The works of flesh leading to death. And this is to anger God so much. And it leads to death, hell, and they still do it. It means they don't believe in God at all. They don't love God at all. That is why it is such a great wall of sin against God. And they know it is sin, and they deliberately, willfully commit sins, knowing it is sin. So it is to crucify the Lord all over again. For example, some of you drink and smoke. And for maybe you may be doing that in the when you are a new believer, if you are new believers, because God will not punish you because of doing that, because you're still like babies and children in the faith. God will not punish you, but God wants you to quit. But until you quit, God will bear with you. But if you do it at the third level of faith, and you've been some years attending church, and you know the truth, and if you've been attending church 3, 5, 10 years, and obviously you should be at least in the third level of faith, and if you still drink and smoke, then his family will always have tests and trials. Because he cannot receive answers to his blessings, and he doesn't love God, and it means he doesn't believe in God. And the enemy devil will always play with him, and that's why he will always face trials and diseases and problems. There's no peace in family. And it's all on him. It's all his fault. And he cannot blame anybody. He's making God angry, and even after seeing so many signs and wonders of God and listening to the word of truth, and he still disobeys and commits sins, so he cannot put the blame on anybody else but himself. So in such a family, there cannot be peace, and he cannot receive answers to his prayers. But those who are new in the faith, those who are new believers, I'm not talking about the new believers, but those who know the truth, those who have been Christians for quite some time. There are sins that are difficult to be forgiven, and we ourselves cannot just break down the walls of sins caused by these sins, for the spirit of repentance is not given. And God said, He would give us the grace of repentance since the day of blessing. And He says, the walls of sin can be torn down only when we repent from the inner heart. True repentance will have some proof of it. The evidence is the rending of the heart and confessing sins. Those who commit such grave sins, they have to rend their heart and confess their sins. Those commit sins again and again, it is grave sin. Even if it is light, in the beginning, if you commit the same sin again and again, it becomes grave sin. And it is to ignore the word of God. It is to look down on God. It's not to love God. It's not to believe in God. It's not to believe in heaven and hell. They know they are doing the things that will lead to hell. And they're still doing it. So they will go to hell. Rending the heart refers to thoroughly repenting from the bottom of heart. Thoroughly repenting. And you shouldn't just thoroughly repent and finish. You do the things that God tells us not to do. You don't do the things God tells us to do. So you thoroughly repent from the bottom of heart. You have to tear your heart. Why did I commit such sins? Why did I live in darkness? I listened to so many messages and I still didn't obey. Why did I befriend the world, befriend the darkness that devil likes? Why am I still doing this? The Lord is the word of the Lord God Almighty, and why am I making God so angry? So you have to tell your heart thinking this way. And you have to confess your sins. Confessing sins includes turning away from sins and obeying the word. So you confess all your sins in detail and obey the word. And such rending heart and obeying the word, if you do that truly, repent this way, you'll be so full of tears and runny nose. And even before I accepted the Lord, I used to hear people say I lived a good life. But after I accepted the Lord, in the first revival meeting I attended, I was listening to the word of God from the speaker there. And from the first session, I was repenting so thoroughly, not only myself, but my wife too. And listening to the messages, tears and runny nose were filling my... It was a difficult situation. I didn't have any handkerchief or anything to wipe my face. So I was so... Just tears were pouring down. And after the message, and at home again, I repented. And from the second session again, I was repenting thoroughly. And back at home again, I was repenting on Tuesday and Wednesday. Even in the Sunday morning service, in the dawn prayer meetings, I was repenting. In the evening service, I was crying with repentance. And after that, all those repenting finished, because all the sins that I committed before I accepted the Lord were all forgiven. Then since then, I was so happy, and my whole heart was feeling so light, and I was given the grace and strength from above. I was drinking, so I was a heavy drinker. And without alcohol, I was shaking because I was alcoholic. And I was shaking without drinking alcohol. And only after drinking alcohol, I would calm down. And the smoking, I didn't like so much, but maybe at least a half a pack, or I smoked a pack a day. And since then, it was not difficult at all to quit, because God gave me the grace. Because God doesn't like them, I just quit them immediately. And I didn't want to see them at all. So I very easily quit smoking and drinking. Because after repenting thoroughly, I was given the grace and strength of God, and with that strength, I could quit them very easily. And also, whatever I made up my mind during the revival meeting, I kept all those things without so much difficulty. And that's why since I was a new believer, I've been leading a Christian life, not with so much difficulty, especially now I don't have anything to feel difficult about. If you confess all your sins before God and sincerely repent of them by rending your heart, God deems it to be true repentance. Have you repented like this? Did you repent of your sins with a sincere heart, thinking, how could I dare commit these sins before such a holy God? Did you mourn in heartbreaking pain, thinking God has loved me so much, but I abandoned His love and grace and trampled on His name? Even regarding a small mistake, I offered God a big peace offering and asked for His forgiveness. Even when workers or members of the church committed rude acts before God, I repented on their behalf and petitioned with tears to God to forgive them. I know very well how honorable, holy, and spotless God is, and how much He loves us. So I feel very sorry before God, even concerning a very minor sin. How have you felt about sins? If you didn't love God, but opposed Him and made Him angry, if you still had no guilt in your conscience and no desire to repent and cast away your sins, then all those things are the causes of your problems. And to solve the origin of the problems, you have to repent of these things thoroughly and change your heart. But you cannot repent of those things by yourselves. So since the day of blessing, God has been giving you the grace of helping you repent. What kind of grace is God? What kind of grace is God giving to those who try to realize the origin of problems? You are remembering sins that you didn't regard as sins or that you completely forgot. He shows you something in your dreams or gives you understanding through the sermons. Some district leaders and group leaders and some other leaders, I hear from them so many times that I appear in their dreams and point out their sins that they didn't know, that they were not aware of. So they are receiving many blessings. And some one person, I don't have any answer to my prayer. I don't see anything in my dream. I don't have any realization. If this is the case with you, please look back on yourself. Whether you love God at all, even a little bit. If you love your shepherd, even a little bit. If you try to follow the example. And Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. And you just stay away from God. You don't have any proof of loving God. So that's why you don't see anything in your dream. And you all say you love God, you love the Lord, you love senior pastor and everything, but you should really do it in your heart and show the evidence. He tells you something through something totally unexpected or through some other people. You realize how wrath-provoking and heartbreaking those sins are to God. Namely, God gives you His grace so you can repent of the sins that you couldn't repent because you didn't know they existed or because you couldn't receive the spirit of repentance. When God gives you a realization you have to repent and turn back right away, then you can receive the comprehensive blessings that you desire so much. How can this kind of grace come upon us? The endless love, mercy, and compassion of God the Father make this miracle possible. This era, the end time, is full of sins. Ever since sin came into mankind because of Adam's sin, the world has been stained with more and more sin. People have been accumulating sins throughout the history of mankind and how sinful their hearts are nowadays. So some people do not fear God at all, stand against God, and even commit unclean and detestable sins, but they don't have any pangs of conscience. There are even believers in God who commit these sins. But God the Father does not want even these people to be destroyed, even though they left God completely. When He punished Sodom and Gomorrah, which were full of sins at the time of Abraham, He showed His mercy and compassion to the end. So when Abraham asked God, God answered him. God agreed. God wants to save even just one more person. That is the heart of God. Even in Sodom and Gomorrah, which was so full of sins and which had to be punished by God, even among them, God wanted to find the righteous persons. He sent His angels to personally check the condition of those cities. God's love that wants to save even just one more soul is being shown more greatly towards the end time. He considers the fact this is the time that is much more sinful than Sodom and Gomorrah, and it is more difficult to receive salvation. This is why God gives us more grace within His justice. Namely, through the Holy Spirit He sent among us, He gives us the strength to cast away sins. The Holy Spirit lets us feel God as the God of mercy and compassion, rather than the fearful God of judgment. When we feel this love, It enables us to cast off our sins and gain the strength to live in the light. Therefore, you should not just try to repent out of fear or just to solve the problems that you have right now. You should realize in your why you wouldn't love this good God and why you chose to commit such sins in the past and turn away. Once the loving relation with God is recovered, He will give answers to anything you ask. Of course, some of you completely repent of your sins immediately and resolve all the original problems. But there are others who demolish the wall of sin little by little to the extent that you change your hearts. So I urge you to change your inner heart by relying on the love of God, not giving up to the end. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, next I will talk to you about the second kind of original problem. The second kind is when you don't receive the answer because of the wall created by not loving God. You say with your lips you love God, but you don't really love God. That's why you don't receive the answers. Of course, the first kind, the wall of sin of grave sins, is also caused by not loving God. If you really love God, you will not commit sins. You will not do the things that God hates. The parents say, please do not commit sins. Live by the word of God. Of course, it's the... They have the gut to disobey the word of God and they won't obey their parents. Knowing God hates them, those sins, they don't want to quit doing those sins. So, namely, which means they already gave up going to New Jerusalem. But the second kind is a little different in its nature. The wall is not built up by grave sins, but they are made when you don't obey what you obviously know you ought to obey, thus disappointing God. Though it is not formed by great sin, it disappoints God and it concerns Him, so you cannot receive answers. You can receive blessings and answers only when you please God. You have to show the evidence of loving God. What is to love God? 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments." Yes, it is to keep His commandments. If you have faith, it will not be difficult to keep the commandments of God. Just if you have faith. Since I was a new believer, I have been keeping the commandments of God and nothing was difficult. I never said anything was difficult because nothing was difficult. I was just happy. I cast away the things God tells us to cast away. I keep the things that God tells us to keep and I do the things and I don't do the things according to the word of God. And I was so happy. I didn't know they were sins and I was committing sins because I didn't know. But now I came to know that those things were sins and I was so happy that I could live by the word of God. So my Christian life, since I was a new believer, I've always been happy in my Christian life. I never did anything reluctantly or... And especially each of those things becomes my heavenly reward and I can get better dwelling place in heaven. It is to obey God's commands that tell us to do, not to do, to keep and cast away certain things. Namely, as we have become children of God by the grace of salvation, we have to understand the will of God and live by it. But some people still want to follow their own will and live as they want. They don't even do what they know they're supposed to do as believers and disobey. Then a wall is created when all these things are accumulated. This wall is like a mist in the sky, so you cannot see the clear sky. You should see the clear sky with some white, beautiful clouds, but you see only dark clouds and it's not clear. It is also like a thin spider web spread like a net. Both great and small things that disappointed God stand between God and you like a mist and a net. So your prayers cannot go up, and God cannot answer you. Because your prayer is not going up. Therefore, you have to look back on your life of faith until now and repent of these things to destroy such walls. This second kind of wall is easier to demolish than the first, formed of grave sins. In most of these cases, the wall will be torn down if you repent from heart. In this case, you don't really have to rend your heart and with tears and runny nose. That's why it's easier to repent and turn away. So in these cases, if you repent from heart with determination, you make up your mind not to commit any more of those sins and keep the commands of God, then the wall will be torn down. But when God tells us to keep His commandments, He does not mean for us to obey like robots. Most cases it'll be torn down. But some walls of sins will not be torn down. Because even though they are not the sins leading to death, if they keep on committing sins, those walls will be built up again and again and more, and the wall will be thicker and higher. So in this case, they have to repent so thoroughly. But otherwise, in most cases, if you make up your mind and with determination, and just keep the commands of God, then if you make up your mind and confess your sins and receive forgiveness, then if you keep the commands, then you will be forgiven. He wants us to realize from heart why He wants us to keep His commandments and keep them voluntarily. Of course, we cannot understand the heart and will of God completely from the beginning. But as we diligently keep His commands, we will gradually understand the will of God. We come to love God truly because we feel His love. As we keep on doing this, we'll finally be able to completely keep the commands 100% from the heart. Then God will acknowledge us as true children who love God 100% and who love God first. Those who love God this way, 100%, will receive answers to anything they ask. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22 says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments. Because we keep His commandments, we can ask God with confidence. Because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. We do the things that are pleasing in His sight. This is because those who keep the commandments of God have no wall of sin standing between God and them. But you don't have to feel impatient, thinking, when can I love God from heart 100%? As you first demolish the walls that are already made, you can start to receive the answers which you couldn't receive before because of those walls. Jeremiah 5:25 says, "Your iniquities have turned these away." Because of the iniquities, these iniquities have turned these good things away. And your sins have withheld good from you. We always have chances given by God. But because of sins, these chances are withheld. So when you tear down the wall of sin, God can give you the good things, the blessings. Then you can try not to create any more wall of sin. In order not to build up any more wall of sin, you have to change your heart that does not love God, which is the original problem. For example, when you listen to the Word of God, you have to keep it in mind and obey. But you just let it slip away. When you contemplate and pray about these things, you can discover how and in what ways you don't hold God's word precious and you don't long for it. Now you can change your heart to long for the word and consider it valuable. Then the wall of sin, not longing for God's word, will be destroyed. Now you have to worship God in spirit and truth. Then you listen to the word and you will try to keep it in mind. You'll try to realize the word of God and you'll try to cast away sins. And as you keep on trying and trying, God will be pleased and He will give you the grace and strength to cast away sins. At the same time, your soul will prosper. If you love God 100% with your soul being prosperous, you can receive anything you ask for, so you can always be happy in your life in faith. If 100% sounds too difficult for you, you can achieve 80%, 90%, and still you'll receive, you can go up to 100%. If you love God 100%, it'll be so good. It'll be like ecstasy. You'll live in ecstasy. You'll receive all the answers, whatever desire you have in your heart. Suppose your children are getting married on Saturday, and the weather forecast says Saturday it'll rain, the whole country will have rain. And if you are loved by God so much, then you can pray to God, Father God, my son, my daughter is getting married on Saturday. And Father God, is at least around the vicinity, maybe you can stop the rain on Saturday until the wedding ceremony is ended. Please hold the reins. Then God can answer you according to His justice, maybe around that area. And if you can receive this kind of answer in your life, how happy you'll be. Now, let me ask you a few questions so that you can realize what your original problem is. I hope you will have the determination to realize your deep heart and change it thoroughly. Brothers and sisters, are you sure you're not committing murder? If you have any experience of murdering somebody, before you accepted the Lord, you didn't know any truth. But after you accepted the Lord, have you murdered anybody? If you have murdered somebody before, please raise your hands. Okay. Those who know the truth, most of you raise your hands. Those who didn't raise their hands, maybe they didn't. Those who didn't raise their hands, knowing the truth, it means they didn't have any evil, so they didn't murder anybody. Exodus 20:13 says, "You shall not murder." This is the sixth of the Ten Commandments. Of course, physically killing somebody is murder. But in a spiritual sense, to hate somebody is also committing murder. If you hate somebody, it is a murder. Oh, somebody is doing this. For example, in the school, one of the classmates is praised by the teacher and you are not. And somebody is doing well in the academics and you are envious. You're jealous. And you pass judgment and condemnation and you slander. It is all hatred. If you don't hate, you will not pass judgment on anybody. You will not slander anybody. You will not be envious or jealous of anybody. Cain killed his brother Abel because he was envious, because he didn't love him, but because he felt he was not receiving the love of God while his brother Abel was. And still he hated. So that's why he hated his brother Abel, and finally he killed him. The Bible says, if Bible tells us to cover our brother's fault, and you go and spread the fault of your brothers, it means you don't love your brother. If you love your brother, you will not spread his fault to other people. If the wife loves his husband, will she spread the fault of her husband everywhere? And vice versa, if the parents, between parents and children, if the parents love their parents, will they talk to their friends saying, oh, my dad is doing this, committing this sin and that sin and so on and so forth? They will try to cover the fault of their family members because they love their family members. And if we have to love all the brothers of our faith, then they try to spread the fault of our brothers in faith just like worldly people, non-believers. It's because they hate, because they don't love. And it is to murder somebody if you hate somebody. In 1 John 3:15, putting emphasis on love, the Apostle John said, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. He who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And he says, you know, because you know, you raise your hands. You raise your hands because you murdered somebody before. I'm not talking about now. Now you repented and turned away, and now you don't have any envy, jealousy, passing judgment and condemnation. Not all, maybe not all, but most of it. So you don't really hate anybody. And should I ask whether you don't murder anymore now? Therefore, you shall not murder also means you shall not hate. How are God's children different from unbelievers? It is that they love their neighbors as themselves. It is the greatest of the all commands. God tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Even unbelievers expect Christians, believers, to act with love. When they see believers acting with no love, they also become disappointed, thinking Christians aren't really any different. You could have hated others, but if you truly believe in God and love Him, you now have to love others. But if you still hate somebody, not understanding or forgiving that person, how heartbroken our God will be. Also, if you have this murder in your heart, how difficult everything is. If you have hatred, other things such as envy, jealousy, passing judgment, and anger also come together. You will be very happy if you just think in goodness and love for others, but if you are envious, jealous, and passing judgment on others, it is very hard. So why do you have to live with so much hardship? Suppose if you are committing works of flesh leading to death, and if I hate those people, then how hard it'll be for me, so many people. The church members, they will be so sorry and embarrassed to see me, so they'll try to hide. Sin is sin, but I just earnestly hope that they will turn from sins. But I still love them. I don't hate anybody, any of those people. I still love them. I can talk with them with love. I don't say, you committed these sins and you made God angry, so I don't like you. No, nothing like that, but I still love them. Most of you here know the word very well, and I think you know your heart very well too. If you don't, you have to reflect yourself self upon the word thoroughly. When you listen to the message, you should not think, this is for that person, not me. You have to accept it as your own. Also, you shouldn't take the word lightly, thinking, it's not a big deal and this is okay. For example, if you have any sort of minimal discomfort against others, it means you have hatred. You have to admit this fact. After admitting the fact, you have to pray in order to change the original problem as to why you came to hate others. And you shouldn't say, I couldn't help but hate because that person was acting so evil. You have to cast away the hatred itself from your heart. If you don't have any hatred in your heart, then you won't hate anybody. Even though they act so evil, you won't hate anybody. Then suppose you have this kind of heart, then you'll be just so happy. For example, consider some children of unbelievers. They come home and they say, oh, the teacher loves this guy and the teacher always loves this child only. Suppose the daughter is saying it. It means the daughter hates this her classmate and hates her teacher. And it is make a bad report. And the mother also. The teacher is so bad. And this is passing judgment and condemnation. And she doesn't even know very well. And just by hearing from the daughter, she doesn't know anything about the teacher. And just by hearing from her daughter, she says, oh, the teacher is so bad. And this is something like that. So we have to understand why we came to hate somebody, and we have to understand and repent and cast away even the forms of hatred. For example, long ago, you were offended very much, even to have a great wound in your heart. Since then, you were offended even by little things, and you came to hate others easily with a sense of resentment. When you find this kind of original problem, you can repent of it and make up your mind to get rid of it, thinking, it's so painful to hate somebody, and why did I give rise to such a feeling? And instead, you can just love that person. It may be difficult in the beginning, but if you keep on trying, then you will have the love in your heart and the hatred will disappear from your heart. And if you hate somebody, it is so painful for you. Why do you have to live in pain? If you just love, and if you love others, it'll be so happy for you too. Even between husband and wife, and between parents and children, and among relatives and neighbors and everybody. I believe you can do it. If you have determination and pray, God will give you grace. If you really make up your mind from the bottom of your heart, if you really try, then God will give you the grace, the strength to cast away evil things. And because you don't do that, you cannot receive the grace and strength. He will move your heart to realize such things as, since the Lord loves me, such a person as me, and how can I hate anyone? To shine the light of grace, which is the brighter and warmer light than before, this is the grace that God has been giving to us since the day of blessing. In the next session, I will continue to ask you some questions so that you can find the origin of your problems. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me conclude the message. There are people who suffer harm and loss whenever it rains heavily because of flooding. The residents affected put the blame on the poor attitude of governmental officials who take actions that are only temporary. They say that because the fundamental cause is not resolved, they lose their homes and families and suffer the pain because of the annual floods. Similarly, if we do not solve the original problems in spirit, we cannot be released from the pains caused by the sins. And even after repenting, we'll keep on committing sins again and again. So we have to resolve this original problem, original cause of it. The governmental officials may have some problems. Maybe they don't have enough finance. Maybe they don't have enough budget. But they have to think of the people who are suffering every year. And the people there will suffer so much, so they have to think of these people. Let us not say, my sin is trivial, my sin is minor. If you don't solve those problems, it will become bigger and bigger. Just think about the pain you had to just think about the pain you had because of sins, the diseases, problems in family, problems with children, problems between husband and wife, and problems in businesses, workplaces. Now you can hate and dislike sins and thoroughly cast them off. Those who are having difficulties, just think about it. You probably have a lot of regrets. Why did I raise my children this way? Why did I not walk the right way in my business? Why did I not live by the word of God? And why am I suffering so much now? Why did I not keep the whole Sabbath? And why didn't I give proper tithes? And why can't, so I don't receive any blessings now? There's so many things to regret. But now, those regrets will, I hope you, they will change into your happiness because you will turn away. You know how peaceful and happy it is that you have become the children of God and can live separated from the dark world full of pains. So won't you enter into perfect peace? How thankful we should be that Father God is pouring down His grace. When you receive the solutions to all your problems and the comprehensive blessings, it is the path to repaying His grace. I hope you will prosper like the trees of life in the kingdom of heaven by the grace of God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will bear the abundant fruit and beautiful fruits of the truth like the fruits of the tree of life and enter New Jerusalem. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Let us realize the original causes of the problems that make the walls of sin. And even though we had some grave sins, Father God, let us completely repent of them. And Father God, give us grace and strength. Let us repent and destroy all the walls of sins between you and us. Some walls have been accumulated and built up time during some period of time, and some others are caused by some grave sins, and let us repent of them thoroughly. Let us break down all these walls of sins so you can accept all our repentance, and we'll have love relation with you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Lay your hands on them, transcending space-time. Bless all those churches, branch churches and local sanctuary members who attend the service through satellite, and all children of God who attend the service on the internet all over the world, all GCN and Mamin TV viewers. And also there are people who sent their photos and prayer requests. Lay your hands on them and answer to them. Sri Ghanshyam Sharma from India has cancer. And Ines Weber from the United States, let her daughter, son, and grandchildren serve God and follow the will of the Lord. And Chun Eun-jung from Japan, let her receive the working holiday visa in Japan. Miriam Echeberria from Guatemala, the laziness and changing mind, let them go away, and let the fear and loneliness go away. And her daughter, Marie Andre let her be healed of autism. And Carlos David from Guatemala, autism, be healed of autism. And Alejandro Chavarria from Honduras, headache and arthritis, be healed. Hanwei Chun, give her fiery, power of the fiery prayers. And Chen Naiving, let her children pass the athletic exam and in May, and also cultural exam in June. Let them receive good grades and go to the get into good high schools. And Kim Young-ye is scheduled to deliver a baby on June 18th, and let her deliver a smart and bright and healthy baby. And Chen Xiaoqin, let her receive back the 300,000 yuan that she borrowed, she lent. And Li Miao, women's disease and pain all of the body, and rheumatism and problem with the smelling sense, and let her cast away all anger and complaints and grudges and envy and lust of the eyes. And Huang Guoqin, let him preach the Word of God with the fullness of the Holy Spirit every month. Zhang Yi, let him get a good grade in the exam on June 13th and 14th. Jin Su Fong has a liver problem and pain all of the body. Park Sun Hua, forgive her of going to fortune tellers before accepting the Lord, and let her heal her of lung tuberculosis, stomach disease. And Shairan has severe burns, heal her of burns. Yi Chun-sun has cerebral apoplexy and heart disease and arthritis, and heal her. And Yi Bong has 2 feet crooked to the inside. Zhang Yong has inflammation in the veins and hearing disorder. Wang Baegun has depression. Oh Kyung Hee has high blood pressure. Yi Ok Hwa has inflammation in the stomach. Fang Sha Ring has arthritis. Yi Hyang Chan has pain in the right ankle. Dong Hong Nen has let the idols be driven away from his home. Jin Feng Sheng has cancer in brain and cancer in the lung. Kim Gumok has heart disease, arthritis. So Hang Nok has palsy and pain in the legs and back. Che Yong Hong has wants the pot of darkness to go away. Fu Won Chang has his mother, Siu Xiang, stomach disease, headache, insomnia, and depression. And Huang Shousen gave his mother health, and Yang Jiuguo wants to receive the blessing of conception. Father God, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Let them let their eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let them speak well, and the cancers, all kinds of cancers, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and show your work transcending space-time. All pneumonia and lung TB and all diseases in the organs, all kinds of germs and diseases, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Light come. Pains go away. All back pain, all rheumatism, arthritis, herniated discs in the neck and back, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father, heal all their ankles and wrists and all joints and bones, make them perfect, and all the tendons and ligaments, connect them, and all skin diseases, go away. Give them spiritual and physical health. Father, answer to the desires of their hearts, answer to their prayers and petitions. And Father God, break down the walls of sins, even through dreams or even through sermons in their prayers. Let them realize. And Father God, whatever way for them. Let them all break down the walls of sin so they can receive blessings. Give them prosperity throughout this week. And Father God, protect all the drivers. Let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, protect them in all respects. Light come. Father God, protect them and keep them. Protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly hosts and angels and with your blazing eyes, their families, workplaces and business fields. Give them peace throughout this week. Give them good weather and give them peace this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.